This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Discussion on principles and priorities of the appropriation bill in both houses of the federal parliament begins today. 175 foreign delegates to participate in Sagarmatha Sambad to be held in Kathmandu from May 16 to 18. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzurana Deuba says the event aims to provide a suitable platform for multi-stakeholder inter-regional global dialogue in Nepal. Anti-graft body CIAA files case against District Post Office Baraj, the then chief Jayalal Prasad Shah, for irregularities in Postal Savings Bank, and Trump and Saudi Crown Prince Salman signed partnership on first leg of President's diplomatic tour. Now the news in detail. Both the Houses of the Federal Parliament have begun discussion on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill today. Meeting of both houses dwelled on the principles and priorities of appropriation bill except tax for the coming fiscal year 2025-26. Taking part in a discussion in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, lawmakers said the budget should be inclusive, sustainable, result-oriented, and beneficial for the people. They expressed their views that the budget for the coming fiscal year should be presented to resolve problems of economic development of the country. Meanwhile, the lawmakers, speaking during discussions in the National Assembly meeting today, called for taking urgent steps for curbing the burgeoning corruption in the country and suggested the government to increase the facilities of the public employees as one major intervention to that connection. The lawmakers also stressed on aligning the budget and the limited resources and on making budgetary allocation and prioritization in a just manner, expressing hope for improvement in the upcoming budget. A total of 175 foreign delegates are participating in the Sagarmatha Sambad, Sagarmatha Dialogue, a multi-stakeholder dialogue forum committed to deliberating on the most prominent issues of global, regional and national significance to be held between May 16 and 18. Addressing a press meet today, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Sagarmatha Sambad Management Committee Coordinator Dr. Arzurana Deuba said altogether 350 participants, including 175 foreign delegates, are taking part in the event aimed at providing a suitable platform for multi-stakeholder inter-regional global dialogue in Nepal on pressing contemporary issues facing the world. Delegates will include ministers, high-ranking government officials, diplomats, representatives from donor agencies, climate change experts and environmentalists, as well as development actors and leaders from various sectors. The first ever Sagarmatha Sambad is themed Climate Change, Mountains and Future of Humanity. Hereafter, the government decided the multi-stakeholder dialogue forum will be held every 2 years. Foreign Minister Dr. Rana asserted that Nepal has the potential to take on a leading role in neutral and dialogue-driven diplomacy. Participants will discuss various contemporary issues facing humanity across the globe, particularly the climate change-induced adversities and impacts, and dwell on climate action and climate justice. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has remotely laid the foundation stone for Cinepa, a film studio to be constructed at Banepa Municipality 10 in Kabrepalanchok today. The modern film studio would be constructed on 42 ropanis of land. Prime Minister Oli inaugurated the construction of the film studio amidst a program organized by the Film Development Board at his official residence at Balwatar today. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said beginning of the high-tech indoor shooting studio called Cinepa was a sort of revolution for Nepal's film industry. At a program organized by the Film Development Board at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata today, the Prime Minister announced that a film studio would be built at Banipa in Kavre as per the demand of the film industry. The Prime Minister stated that the demand being raised by the film industry and stakeholders for 6 decades is being addressed. Likewise, the Prime Minister drew attention of the Minister for Communication and Information Technology and the Secretary regarding the land encroachment and misuse of the board and directed to prepare a report within 10 days after a probe. The Anti-Graft Body Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case against the then office chief of the District Post Office in Bara, Jayalal Prasad Sah, and 6 others in a special court on charges of corruption by causing loss and damage to public property. The commission has accused the then office chief of the District Post Office Bara, Adalat Prasad Kurmi, Bunni Prasad Yadav, Surendra Prasad Yadav, Sujit Sumar Sah, and the then Nasu Baliram Prasad Kurmi, among others, of embezzling an amount of 53.564 million rupees. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The BP highway, which was closed for traffic, has been reopened after 16 hours. The roadway was closed after the flood in the Roshi River washed away a diversion on the highway at Mamti in Roshi Rural Municipality 12 of Kabre Polanchok on Monday. Deputy Superintendent of Police Min Bahadur Ghale said two-way vehicular traffic has resumed since this afternoon after the repair of the diversion. The road was blocked since Monday night after the flood in the Roshi River. Chandra Bahadur Lama, an employee at the road division office in Bhaktapur, said the road was reopened with the help of the police and locals at the initiative of the road division office Bhaktapur. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman have signed a strategic partnership agreement between their two countries. According to the BBC, they exchanged a stream of bilateral agreements between the two countries. This is the first leg of a major diplomatic tour of President Trump to the Middle East. U.S. President Trump has reached Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, the first stop of a three-country tour of Gulf states. A key focus will be securing significant investment for the U.S. economy, with rumors of $100 billion arms deal on the cards. Leader Trump is hoping to secure hundreds of billions of dollars of investment in the U.S. during the four-day trip to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE. The UN Rights Chief voiced alarm on Tuesday at the large numbers of non-nationals being deported from the United States, in particular the hundreds sent to a mega prison in El Salvador. The AFP news agency cited the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, as saying the situation raises serious concerns regarding a wide array of rights that are fundamental to both U.S. and international law. His office pointed in a statement to U.S. data showing that between January 20 and 142,000 individuals had been deported from the U.S. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and through the Pashchim provinces and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and through the Pashchim provinces. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Discussion on principles and priorities of the appropriation bill in both houses of the federal parliament begins today. 175 foreign delegates to participate in the Sagarmatha Sambad to be held in Kathmandu from May 16 to 18. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzurana Deuba says the event aims to provide a suitable platform for multi-stakeholder inter-regional global dialogue in Nepal. Anti-graft body CIAA files case against District Post Office Bharas, the then Chief Jailal Prasad Shah for irregularities in Postal Savings Bank, and Trump and Saudi Crown Prince Salman sign partnership on first leg of President's diplomatic tour. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.